Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks in the state who make it happen 24-7, 52 weeks out of the year, our farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. About 50 years ago, South Dakota Public Television would cover a University of South Dakota, South Dakota State men's basketball game and play a taped version at 10:30 that evening. Now the State versus U men's and women's games are brought to us live on radio and television under the title of the South Dakota Corn Showdown Series. What a happening these games in Vermilion and Brookings have become. Hey, this year is no different. This weekend, the Coyotes will charge into Brookings for round two of the series. I should mention that the Coyote men and women won both games in Vermilion several weeks ago. Jackrabbits have no intention of letting that happen again. Women will play this Saturday afternoon at 2. The men will be in Frost Arena Sunday, again starting time at 2. The obvious question is, why is South Dakota Corn promoting sports? I can answer that in three words: feeding South Dakota. A number of years ago, South Dakota Corn adopted the state's largest hunger relief organization as a charitable partner and use the athletic competition between our state's two Division I universities as a fundraising vehicle. To date, South Dakota Corn has raised more than $325,000 to fight hunger in the state. Feeding South Dakota provides emergency food assistance to nearly 100,000 people each year in South Dakota because we know that 1 in 9 people go hungry every year. In fact, in the 2019 fiscal year, Feeding South Dakota distributed over 15 million pounds of food, which provided 12.8 million meals. I should mention, when you attend the game, you can have the opportunity to support the effort, should that be your wish. You know, whenever I talk about the Showdown Series and the two universities who compete, I like to mention the fact that in addition to being winners athletically, the combined cumulative grade point average of the combined 950 student-athletes who compete is, drumroll please, 3.21. Showdown Series Frost Arena this weekend is going to be fun. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe when you work, and thanks for what you do.